How's your week started?
It's good. I've had a day of promo, and what am I doing tomorrow? I'm shooting a music video tomorrow.
So, is your arms doing okay at the moment?
Yeah, I got my cast taken off today, so the arm's doing a little bit better.
Oh, congratulations about that. It baffles me how you're one of the biggest artists in the world and you just cycle around and not take a car or a taxi. Is cycling now banned for you?
I don't think I should live my life like that. You know, like, it's like cycling, like, I've cycled all my life and that's the first time I've fallen off. So, like, it's not something I'm going to stop doing. I just enjoy doing it. You know, like, driving's fun, but cycling it's just great. I like it.
Well, did you at least have a good night in the pub before realizing you needed to go to the hospital?
I did. I probably only had about 3 pints because I got tired pretty quickly.
Okay. Well, what have you been doing now when you haven't been able to tour? You haven't had your arms fully work.
Well, I filled all my time with work, so I just asked my record label to get me loads of TV and loads of interviews. So I've been doing that, but yeah, I kind of regret doing that now because I should have probably spent like 4 weeks on a sofa. But I've made the most of my time.
Well, have you at least watched Stranger Things 2? And
no, I haven't seen it yet, man.
Oh. Well, let's talk about your newest single, Perfect, for a while. Thinking Out Loud has been one of the most popular wedding songs worldwide, and apparently you wanted to top that when writing Perfect. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, more releasing it. I wanted to top it. I didn't walk in and think I have to, but write a song that's better than Thinking Out Loud. But once it was written, I thought, you know, it could do the trick.
Do you ever compare your songs like that, like beforehand, or is it just afterwards?
Usually after.
Well, you've written Perfect for your girlfriend who lived in the New York City at that time it was finished. So did you really just email it to her?
Yeah, I did. I probably shouldn't have done that, but yeah, I did.
What was the idea behind that?
Just because I'd finished it and just was curious to what she thought about it.
How did the reply email go?
I can't really remember, you know. I get asked that a lot, but it was over 2 years ago.
Yeah. Were there any emojis?
No, she's not really an emoji person.
Okay. On Ylex, we have Ed Sheeran today, and you're one of the biggest artists in the world right now, and there are thousands of singer-songwriters in the world. Did that put any pressure on writing the Divide album?
No, because I don't feel like I'm classed as a singer-songwriter as such. I think, you know, I am a man with an acoustic guitar, but I think, you know, Shape of You is not really a singer-songwriter song, and yeah. Things not really, and Nors Don't, or, you know, I feel like, I don't feel like I am a singer-songwriter. I that's just kind of my label, you know.
What do you think makes you so popular? Have you ever thought on that, of that?
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, mate.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, no worries. I have to say, I'm really nervous at the moment. Like, we have two big fans of yours at the stations, like massive ones, and the one couldn't do this interview because he was too nervous. So they put.
Oh right. Well, thank you, man. Thank you. I'm gonna be trying to come over to Finland soon. I really want to come and do like a proper show there, man.
You're serious?
Yeah, man. I think we're aiming for 2019.
Oh, that's a promise I will remember.
Well, I think I'm pretty sure we're doing Finland in 2019. Obviously we haven't announced anything, but last I saw we were.
Well, I want to talk about your co-writing. You co-write a lot of hit songs, for example DJ Snake's New A Different Way. How much of your time goes to co-writing?
Well, I mean pretty much all my time goes into songwriting, and then it's like some songs get used for other people and some songs get used by me, basically.
Is there anyone you would still like to work with but haven't had the chance, like someone who you would like to sing your songs?
Well, I always say I'd love to work with Eminem or Beyonce. So they're the kind of two that are kind of high on my list. Well, they're just great artists.
Well, urban sound is really big at the moment with artists like Cardi B, Migos, Post Malone. At least in Finland, it's amazing to see how big it's grown in a year. Do you see yourself going more that way at some point?
Not really, no. Because I mean, like, I'm not an urban artist. You know, as you said, my kind of main label's a singer-songwriter. So I'll always revert back to the guitar. But I guess, you know, like Shape of You is quite an urban-ish sound. So I'll probably like do the odd song like that. But I think by and large, it'll probably just be me with a guitar.
Well, I think I would have had hundreds of more questions, but I think we're out of time. I must thank you for your time. And
thank you, man. I'll see you when I'm in Finland. I'm pretty sure it's 2019. I saw like preliminary like tour schedule. So yeah,
mate. Thanks so much. Proper nice talking to you. And
you
have a nice
too,
day.
Man. Thank you. Oh. You have a great day too,
thanks.
Man. Thanks. Catch you in a bit. Yle X. Uuden musiikin aamuvuoro. Kareisen Jani kuuluu sulle.